Please rise as we continue with the time of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, you sent your Son to reconcile the world to yourself and to make peace by the blood of the cross. Give us courage to seek forgiveness and reconciliation with one another, that your peace that surpasses all understanding rule our hearts and minds. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord, there are many divisions in your church. Too often we have identified ourselves as those who follow earthly leaders, rather than as those who follow Jesus Christ. Bring unity where there is division, peace where there is discord, and reconciliation where there is conflict. Today we pray for the other Lutheran churches in our circuit. Unite them together as they worship and reach out to share Jesus in their community. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, strengthen all marriages, encourage those who are single, and help us to recognize the value of each person in our church family. Be especially with those who are struggling while living under our current circumstances. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, look with favor upon all who are sick, injured, and recovering. Lord, especially today, we pray that you'd be with Bree as she hears that news that she will be receiving hospice care. Let her know that your hands are guiding her in this time. For a young man who's going through a transition and difficulty, that man's name is Aaron. For Bob, who is having health challenges, and we pray for clarity in his treatment. And for anyone else in our congregation that's experiencing unsettling change and potential changes, Lord, be with them and comfort them on their journey as well. We also uplift those in our congregation we named today, our shut-ins, Jenny, Gary, Stella, Bill and Lorraine, Joe and Caroline, Ethel, Carla, Laura, and those who have asked for their names to be mentioned in our service today, John, Bev, Steve, Courtney, Riley, Cole, Janine, Kyla, Jennifer, Jeff, Deanna and Corky, Pamela, Steve, Alan, Sarah, Marlene, Jonathan, Nicole, Brian, Sandy, Kyle, Melissa, Jean, Twyla, Bev, Virginia, and Barry. We also pray for the family of Dan Wybinga as they mourn his recent death this week, and those friends too that are gathering around wife Marilyn, that they would bring that word of comfort and peace found in Jesus. And then for Mike too, continuing to struggle with health issues related to his heart, give him peace and comfort. Have mercy upon all those we name and heal them according to your good and gracious will. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we commend all these things to your infinite mercies, which are new every morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.